Sue, when you say Nova Joy, what do you mean by that?
Well, it really is the ultimate result of human connection is joy. And it's the ultimate result of human experiences is joy. And, you know, as people get along in life, what do we really want is to find joy, to experience joy. And over the 22 years having Nova, I am just overwhelmed at the stories of joy. And so I couldn't help myself. I mean, Nova Joy happened as a result of thousands and thousands of people's stories, their own joy. And it just, it wasn't any marketing. It just happened. And that's why we have Nova Joy one story at a time, because it is just thousands of stories. And I want to share that because I think that so much can be attached to getting older that seems not so joyful.
What's the most touching story that you've heard?
I would say the most touching story I've had is a family who, they were going to go to Hawaii for vacation, and it's going to be three generations, you know, the grandparents, you know, their kids and their grandchildren. But rather than thinking about all the other amazing things of the vacation, the one thing that everybody was thinking about was, how are we going to get grandma around? That's all she could think about was, how am I going to get around, and I don't want to be a burden, and, you know, and it's amazing that's forefront in everyone's mind. And when I pretty much forced them to try a transport chair, because you can travel with it on the airline, you can go to Hawaii together, you can, she's tired, you can push her around, you know, and it just makes things so much easier because she was just used to just waiting in the car, you know, as people did things because she was, you don't want to be a burden. And that one piece of product changed the entire vacation, and the endless hours of time together and the joy of being together as a result of just a transport chair. What it did is it took grandma from possibly a part of the trip that might be challenging to making it such a joyful experience for everybody because she could participate in everything. And I think that, you know, for her, she was the most surprised because she had just kind of gotten used to and kind of quietly go, you know, I'll just wait here or you guys go. And nobody wants to be left behind. And what happens, you know, as people get older with physical mobility challenges is that they get left behind and they miss out. And you know who really misses out? Are their loved ones.
Yes.
They're the ones that miss out because the time that she was able to spend with her grandchildren and be able to get up on that hike, you know, because they were using a transport chair, it was tremendous. They'll never forget that. Imagine if you saw somebody with a baby stroller and the baby stroller wasn't rolling very well and you decided that if it wasn't working, why don't we put some tennis balls on the bottom of the baby stroller and push the baby around? Everybody would be glaring at the mom going, how could she possibly push her child around on that baby stroller with tennis balls, you know? And so we have to look at what we do with walkers the same way. And then kind of similar example is, you know, how much emphasis and time people put on just buying a baby stroller for their kids, right? And some of these baby strollers can cost up to, you know, $300, $400, $500. And it has to be the right color and right this. And you know, the reality, and I think that's great, but the reality is that that baby isn't going to remember.
Right.
And that baby isn't going to say to mom at 18, hey, mom, thank you so much for that baby stroller that you got me that looked really great. But conversely, if we value that so much, why don't we value walkers for somebody who's older the same way? Like, shouldn't you have the best? Because grandpa is actually, if he has a better walker, a better transport chair that can help him do so much more, imagine that present value that he can do X, Y, and Z with pride and style because he has a better product.
Yeah, and that's the joy.
That's the joy, absolutely. Because I always carry walker skis with me wherever I go, and my whole last 22 years, if fate would have it, I can spot a walker with tennis balls or some weird contraption like a mile away. I can just sense it. I can stop. And then I will stop that person, and I will stalk them and stop that person, and I will remove those tennis balls. And recently I was in AARP in Miami Beach, and there was a homeless guy that I saw that had some weird contraption. I think it was like a Coke bottle, plastic Coke bottle that he had taped up on the bottom of his walker to move around. And I found him, and I brought him walker skis. And as I was telling him that I was going to put this walker ski on there to help the walker walk so much better, he looked at me, and I wasn't sure if he looked at me thinking I was an alien or an angel. But people are usually surprised that I'm so forward and doing this, and they look at me like, where's she from that she's doing this? But I love being a walker stalker, and I'm good at it. They're shocked at what one small thing can make a difference in their mobility. Shocked.
What would the one most important piece of information you'd like to share with family caregivers be?
Life only becomes more joyful as you get older. Let it happen. Embrace the joy.